Today with Joseph Prince.
Even in the Old Testament, the prophets were longing to see you. They were longing to see the generation that would have the grace of God come on them. Because in the Old Testament, grace would come on one like Noah, one like Joseph, one like David. But the prophets knew that one day there'll be a whole generation that will have grace come on them. You gotta receive it. It's not enough just to say, well, I know it in my head already. No, every day, receive the abundance of Christ. Receive the gift of righteousness.
This month, we would love to send you a copy of Joseph's special resource, Healed and Whole, as a thank you for your gift of support to our ministry. If you or someone you know is struggling with pain or sickness in their body today, don't lose hope. Let Joseph show you from God's Word how the Lord wants you healed, healthy, and whole. Catch a glimpse of the Father's heart for you and begin to experience God's restoration in every area of your life.
Be bold to receive, because Jesus paid for it.
And for a specific gift, receive a gift collection which includes Joseph's brand new 5-DVD album. Receive 360 degree healing, God's promise of divine health and wholeness.
Surely He bore our diseases and carried our pains. Himself took our infirmities. When you have the person, you have the value of the work. Put your eyes on the Lord. Just to see Him, faith is there.
Don't miss out on these great resources. Request your copy today and learn how you can experience God's divine healing and wholeness for you and your loved ones. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
Let's go right into the Word. Now, today I'm going to share with you from Genesis to Revelation. Okay? No, I'm just teasing. Okay, what I'm going to do is that we're going to show you the history of the Bible, especially the Old Testament leading to the New Testament, and then you will have an idea what the conflict, the drama, the human drama in the Bible is all about. Amen? So we're going to start from Genesis chapter 1. All right? God made everything, and God saw everything that He made, and the Bible says that God saw that it was good. I'm going to, you know, sort of like speed up the process a bit, so we'll skip a few things. And everything that God saw that He made was good. Say good. Good. And then finally, on the sixth day, God made you. God made man. And the Bible says man is the only creation that was made in His image. God saw every day after He made something, He said it was good. But when He made man, He said it was very good. Amen. Then after He made man, He saw that there was a need for another creation. Revised Standard Version of man, He made woman. And then the Bible tells us that God put everything under their feet. So God gave the earth to the children of man. Now God said to, you got a pair of keys or some keys? All right, watch this now. Okay, come Benjamin. All right, let's say, stand over here, because God is higher. All right, so God says, be fruitful, power over the earth. All right, it's called BMW. All right, Beamer. So God says, have dominion. When God says have dominion, all right, who has the authority now? Man does. Are you listening? What man does with creation will have effects. Okay, so God says have dominion. Now who has dominion? The earth He has given to man. Then along came the devil. Got to find a good devil. Lawrence, come. Okay. He's called the devil of vanity here. All right? Show them how the blue steel look. Yeah, I told you. All right? So, bow one knee. All right? And this is what Adam did. Bow one knee, on one knee. All right? No, you're not bowing to me anymore, right? Right? I'm God, right? So you bow to the devil, right? Okay? And man gave the authority to the devil. Do you understand? Do you know that the devil still, listen carefully, doesn't have full control of the earth? Not full control. The earth he has given to man. But the cosmos, the world, earth and world is two different things. All right? It's shown by two different words. Earth is earth, world is world. The Bible calls the devil the small G-O-D of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Right? So the devil went on a rampage. Killing, killing, killing. Right? Okay, thank you very much. Now you have, man, who has the key? You have the key. Okay, devil has the key. Okay, keep the key. All right? So the devil, you see, now let me ask you a question. Why didn't God just come and say, no, you can't do that? Why didn't God do that? Come on, talk to me. Why didn't God just stop man and say, you can't do that? Why? Because God has given man free choice. And God gave man the power over the earth. All right, now watch this. God said, after Adam and Eve fell, God said to the devil, this is what God said to the devil. All right, you are eavesdropping and Adam dropping on what God is saying to Adam and Eve and also to the devil. Now this part here is to the devil. God says, I'll put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her, capital S, seed. Can you see that? I'll put an enmity between, by the way, I really believe that the devil hates women. Why? Because the woman's seed crushed his head. Who is the capital seed? Her seed, Jesus. So in the moment man fell, God prophesied the coming of the Messiah, the Savior of the world, his son. Hallelujah. That's why it's capital S. But we all know that women don't carry the seed. They carry the egg. Men carry the seed. So why it says her seed? God is also prophesying the virgin birth. Amen. So the virgin birth is prophesied here. So the devil heard what God said because God was talking to him. Okay? God was talking to him direct. Between your seed and her seed, there'll be enmity. He will crush, the word bruise is crush, crush your head and you will crush his heel. Which is better, to have a crushed heel or crushed head? So the devil has a form of PhD, permanent head damage. All right? So he's afraid now because he knows that when this woman's seed comes, he will crush her head, his head. Right? He doesn't know whether it's going to be immediate. When? That tells us something. In all I'm going to share right now, real quick, panoramic view. I'm going to show you right now, the devil is not omniscient. Amen. He's not all-knowing. He does not know all the plans that God has for you. He does not know your future. He does not know the calling of God. Sometimes people think that, the devil is attacking me because of this, of that. No, he doesn't know. Amen. He doesn't know. All right? He knows when you open your mouth and let him know. He doesn't know you're afraid until you tell somebody you're afraid. Okay? Amen? The devil is always afraid of you. This is a good principle to remember. Always remember that people might look cool, but there are a lot of fears in their hearts. All right? Deal with them like that. And all the people said, amen. All right? So he will crush your head, you shall crush his heel. So the devil started looking out for the woman's seed. And immediately, who was the woman's seed? Cain and Abel, Eve's sons, Cain and Abel. All right? So you observe. He cannot know things supernaturally, he must observe the sense realm. He observed. Both of them came to God with their sacrifices. Cain brought vegetable offering, which God rejected. Cain brought the lamb, the blood offering that reminds God of his son. God accepted him. He says, okay, he's the one. So before he crushed my head, I'm going to kill him. Right? You follow what I'm saying? He doesn't know, isn't it? So he instigated Cain to kill Abel. Are you with me? So the drama begins. The whole drama begins. It's a seeking to destroy the seed before the seed comes. Are you with me? The devil wants to destroy the seed, which is Christ. Okay? Then let's follow the story. Go down from after that, Cain, then Eve brought forth another son, Seth. All right? And the Bible tells us the world was populated then. And then there was an eruption of fallen angels. They came down, took on human form. Now you find this in the book of Jude. The Bible says they took on human form, and then they married the women of the earth to pollute the seed, the pure seed. Are you with me so far? The devil is after the seed. And then he says, okay, God preserve Noah and his family. Must be one of his sons. Only three sons, what? Shem, Ham, Japheth. So follow the story, then I can go back more in detail, but let's go down all the way to God finally selected what? Out of Shem, all right, the Semites, came the Jewish people. Why? Abraham was a Shemite. Okay, so God said, Abraham, I'm going to cut a covenant with you. Leave your father's house because it's idol worshiping. Leave your family. Come, I'll make a covenant with you and I'll bless you. And watch the seed again. And in your seed, singular. Galatians bears that out. Seed. In your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And the devil says, whoop, that's the one. He didn't manage with Abraham's family. So it's right. Okay, maybe the next generation. I didn't succeed with Abraham. He's too powerful. His covenant is too great. All right, I can't break it. I can't stop it. Maybe the next generation. All right, then Isaac, he tried. Then Jacob had 12 sons. Right? Anyone here under the sound of my voice who have 12 sons? This guy has fecundity. He was productive. And the devil started looking, oh, 12 sons, very hard to choose. Who among them? Then the devil saw one had a special gift. So he attacked Joseph. And when he attacks, he doesn't attack directly as much as he uses human jealousy, human envy, but the devil is the one behind it all. Amen. Remember this, when somebody comes against you, the devil is so afraid of you. Okay? Whoa, how are we doing on time? Good? Want to follow the story some more? Now, of course, you know the story. God protected Joseph. The devil thought he was gone, finished. All right, he will rot in Egypt. End up number one in Egypt. The favor of God. Amen? I'm going to show you something right now in 1 Peter. Something powerful in 1 Peter chapter 1. Of this salvation, you know, we are all saved, right? This wonderful, all-inclusive, compound word called salvation. Salvation involves forgiveness of sins, the gift of righteousness, the gift of eternal Zoe life. Of this salvation, the prophets in the Old Testament, that is, have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace, the favor that will come to you. So in other words, even in the Old Testament, the prophets were longing to see you. They were longing to see the generation that will have the grace of God come on them. Because in the Old Testament, grace would come on one like Noah, one like Joseph, one like David. But the prophets knew that one day there'll be a whole generation that will have grace come on them. So they were searching carefully and they prophesied of the grace, the charisma, the favor that will come to you. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that will follow next. To them, to the prophets, it was revealed that not to themselves. Well, very frustrating. Eh? You get visions and dreams, but God says, all this blessing is not for you. It's for a future generation. It's for a future generation. It's for you. Amen. All right? And to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, Peter said, including himself, to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you, to those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. You know, angels are intrigued by the days of our lives, by our glee, by our heroes, and the daily hour by hour happening in our 24. They are watching in heaven to see the life drama of Benjamin, of Lawrence. And they are laughing just now when it became the devil. I mean, they are looking into these things. Angels are looking into these things because this fascinates them. They are fascinated by the blood that washed us because the blood never washed them. When angels fell, God cast them aside. They were not saved. God didn't send his son to save angels. God sent his son to save us. Amen. Cut a long story short all the way to David. How come he attacked David later on? David was never attacked until David attacked the devil's servant, Goliath. All these things, all right, is part of the human drama. Because of time, let's go all the way now from David. By the way, do you know there was a time after David, Solomon, on the kingdom of Judah, the devil knew it's not the kingdom of Israel anymore. It'll be Judah. Because the kingdom of Israel was split in two after Solomon. All right, another story there. But Judah was the line that Jesus would come, because the lion from the tribe of Judah. So the devil tried to stop the seed. Do you know that there was a time there was a king, the eighth king, Joash? Do you know that all his family, all the royal members of the household of Judah were killed except for one tiny baby? Do you know that? Only one baby left. The baby was Joash. All the way, we are skipping Jehoiakim, which is another interesting story, all the way down to Jesus. And then Jesus grew up. You know the story, how the devil tried to kill Jesus again and again and did not succeed. You know, church, if one time the devil succeeded, you and I won't be here today. We won't have the gift of righteousness. What's the purpose, Pastor Prince? What's this whole purpose of Jesus coming? Why this human drama? Because God wants to give you this. Read with me, Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Now, please don't think of reign in life as we will rule in this life. The word this is not here. It's not in this life. The idea here is comparison with Adam brought death to reign. Jesus brought life to reign. You got it? It's not reign in this life. That's an English expression. Talking about death reigning, life reigning. You will reign in the life reigning. And why are we not reigning in life? Why? Because we don't receive these two gifts. All right? The word receive is present, perfect, present, active, participle. Present means it's happening now. Actual occurrence in time. All right? Right now, you must receive. No, it's not a salvation verse. Listen. Salvation means you receive, you are saved forever, yes. But this word receive means you gotta every day you gotta keep on receiving the abundance of grace. When you feel guilty, when you feel wrong, you've done wrong. All right, that's the time to say, Father, I receive abundance of grace. Hallelujah. I receive the gift of righteousness. Present means continuous stance. Keep on receiving it. It's not enough to receive it one time. Present, active, participle. Active means what? You got to receive it. No one can receive it for you. Active here is like the boy kicked the ball. It's an active participle. The ball hit the boy. It's passive. If it says present, passive, participle, you don't have to do anything. It happens all the time. But it says present, active, participle, the boy kicked the ball. You are the boy. You understand? You got to receive it. It's not enough just to say, well, I know it in my head already. No, every day, receive the abundance of grace. Receive the gift of righteousness. Sometimes before I pray a prayer, I'll just say, Lord, I receive your abundance of grace, your overflowing grace. I receive your gift of righteousness. I should stop at the word gift. Gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. Are you with me? This is my last passage here, and then we'll close. Romans 8. For the earnest expectation of the creation, all creation, eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Why are they groaning? The creation was subjected to futility, not willingly. All creation, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. The word hope is there, which means God says, there's a confident expectation of future good. Something good is coming your way, creation. Amen. Lions, stop roaring. Monkey, stop swinging. Amen. Dog, stop barking. You're about to be delivered. What are they waiting for? The revealing of the sons of God. The Bible is very clear. Go back again. Earnest expectation, I'll close with this. The creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. The word sons is mature sons. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of God who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. They are crying out, please, please come into your sonship. And a few verses before this, go back to Romans 8, go back to the spirit of bondage. You did not receive, it's the same chapter, you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So I'm telling you, creation is groaning, travailing in pain, waiting for, head erect, waiting for the sons of God. Not the son from heaven, but the sons of God. That's why we must possess this sonship spirit. We must have it. We must say, sons of God. You go to your plant, okay? And you say, I'm a son of God. Whoa, your plant will start growing. I'm telling you. You should experiment with your plants at home. You know, a small pot plant. One plant you put on there, you every day step into your house, I curse you in Jesus' name. Amen. The other one, you say, I'm a son of God. All right? You tell me by the end of the month. Just experiment. Experiment. Before you curse that growth in your body, curse the plant. Jesus practiced like that one. When he didn't practice. He taught us to do that, okay? Amen. Oh, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. All right, all across this place, and also everyone watching me right now, say this after me. Father in heaven, I receive right now the overflowing grace and the gift of righteousness. I cannot be condemned, even though guilty, for I have the gift of righteousness, which clears me from all guilt, paid for by the seed of that woman. The divine seed has come. He has died to give me this life, a life that reigns, a life that's abundant. Life reigns in my body. Life reigns in my soul, in my mind, in my emotions. Life reigns in my spirit, in my circumstance, all around me. Everyone that touches me, comes close to me, they feel that life, they sense that life, and they get well. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for tuning in. We are so glad you could join us today. This month, I want to focus on our Lord Jesus' heart to heal. I want you to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God's will is for you to live healed and whole. His will is for you to be full of life, not bound by any sickness, disease, or any virus attack.
Today, if you are trusting the Lord for healing in your body, we are standing in faith with you for your breakthrough to manifest quickly. Healing is your inheritance, your blood-bought right as a child of God, because Jesus paid for it at the cross. So don't give up. We want to believe with you for your healing and complete recovery.
Amen. And to help you receive this truth and walk in a greater measure of health and wholeness, I've asked my team to put together a special resource on healing. This resource will open your eyes to see God's heart for you to live strong, healed, and whole. I believe that as you listen to His now word about your healing, it will strengthen your faith and help you walk in a greater measure of strength, health, and life. So be sure to check out this month's special resource. Wendy and I love you, and we are praying for you and your loved ones to experience a fresh infusion of healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This month, we would love to send you a copy of Joseph's special resource, Healed and Whole, as a thank you for your gift of support to our ministry. If you or someone you know is struggling with pain or sickness in their body today, don't lose hope. Let Joseph show you from God's Word how the Lord wants you healed, healthy, and whole. Catch a glimpse of the Father's heart for you and begin to experience God's restoration in every area of your life.
Be bold to receive, because Jesus paid for it.
And for a specific gift, receive a gift collection which includes Joseph's brand new 5-DVD album. Receive 360-degree healing, God's promise of divine health and wholeness.
Surely He bore our diseases and carried our pains. Himself took our infirmities. When you have the person, you have the value of the work. Put your eyes on the Lord. just to see him, faith is there.
Don't miss out on these great resources. Request your copy today and learn how you can experience God's divine healing and wholeness for you and your loved ones. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
If you are anxious and fearful about something today, maybe you are worried about your health or about your children's safety, I would like to pray the Lord's protection over you and your loved ones right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that your divine protection be upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them and their families safe. Father, in Jesus' name, preserve and protect and keep them from every danger, from every harm, from terror, from tragedy, and from all the powers of darkness. Protect them, Father, from every infection, from every disease. No plague, no COVID-19 virus will come near them, and no evil shall befall them, for you give your angels charge over them to keep them in all their ways. Through the blood of Jesus, protect them from everything that would hurt and destroy them and their families. Right now, Father, uproot every fear in their hearts. Let your love, your perfect love, and your peace guard their hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. Now just receive His protection for you and your family right now and start to feel secure in Christ. My friend, I encourage you to keep tuning into our broadcasts. You can watch our program online at josephprince.tv. It is a great way to consume the gospel and fill your heart with the promises of God. And with josephprince.tv, you can watch our broadcasts on all your devices 24/7. Sign up for an account today and we'll send you an encouraging teaching resource as my gift to you. God bless you.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.